we talk to a lot of guides. We talk to a lot of the people that you would expect to catch fish. But there's a lot of folks out there that aren't guides, that aren't in the industry and whatever, that are great fishermen. I mean, names that you may not have heard of. This next guy, Rob Hyatt, of course, we mentioned him in the last segment.
Oh, yeah.
He's behind the camera a lot on the popular Northwest fishing show Hog Quest. You wouldn't expect him to be such an awesome angler. But I tell you what, this week, and you mentioned this in the last segment, Skycomish Steelhead, San Juan Island Salmon, Lake Washington Cutthroat, and Coastal Steelhead all in one week.
Rob Hyatt joins us now. Rob, that's I tell you what, Rob Ansley and I talked to a lot of different guys, but you have really hit the potpourri with your activities over the past week or 10 days there, buddy.
Potpourri.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be compared to a potpourri, Rob?
it's the first time. So.
So you've been all over the place, man. What I mean, where'd you fish on the coast, first of all?
On the coast, we went out there and we did a couple of days with Archie Howard on Cook mm-hmm. Creek. We actually went down and did the lower part of the creek, about 3 miles down past the hatchery, and it's some low and clear conditions. But ended up to scrounge up a few fish for sure.
Scrounge up a few fish.
Yeah,
isn't that the day you guys hooked 30 or something like that? What was
We had one day it was right around, I think, 29 fish, and we had like 34
well,
fish.
And just for our listeners who don't know what Cook Creek is, I mean, this is a little unfair.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
basically the hatchery creek for the Quinault, you know, the whole Quinault hatchery run,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're back over here, you're back on the Skycomish. What was next?
We had Skycomish, a little bit of fishing there, and ran up to Area 7 and went to kind of get a little rebate up there from the big fish that we missed, Resurrection Derby, or at least that we were shooting for. Went up there and played around Frost Island area and did okay. Got a couple of nice natives and a few keepers. And then, you know, came down here and I had to do the New Year's celebration last night. You know, it was in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. The New Zealand New Year's. Absolutely.
Got to start early. But yeah, then we went out and we played on Lake Washington and found a bunch of those cutthroats. They're starting to bite out there.
We've heard a lot of reports from Lake Washington lately. I mean, even when it's good out there, do you see that many folks even participating in that deal? I mean, you know, I've been out there with Tobeck a couple times and fishing's really good, and you see maybe 8 or 10 boats out there. Is this thing catching on at all?
You know, it seems to a little bit more February and March. Some of those fish do get a little bit bigger. I think they're really just kind of gorging on the smolt that are coming out of the cedar there. But no, it doesn't get fished that hard. On the other day we were out there, we saw 3 other boats besides ourselves.
Wow. And you guys are schwacking 2 to 5 pound fish out there. I mean, these are blackmouth size.
They are.
Trout.
Yeah.
And I what folks don't realize is that you can use some of your saltwater gear out there. I mean, you're fishing, you know, a lot of the small boats, the 14 to 18 foot boats with downriggers can get out there and troll some little cut plug herring. You got to lighten up your rods a little bit and you know, lighten up your gear, but you got a great shot at catching these fish.
Yeah, it's a blast. And you can do it with downriggers. You can do it without downriggers. I often will run 2 downriggers, and out the middle I'll do a leaded line or something like that. Because most of these fish are, you know, they're in the top 25 feet of water, so you don't really need a lot of depth, but you do need to get down there. And another kind of one of the little tricks on Lake Washington fish is to kind of get your gear back behind the boat a ways. Those fish are a little spooky being in that top column of water, and so you come through there, they kind of scatter, and if you got your gear back a ways, they seem to regroup behind the boat and hopefully right in front of your gear.
We're talking with Rob Hyatt, and you've seen his mug if you've watched Hog Quest at all. He's in front of the camera sometimes. He's behind the camera sometimes. If you log on to www.theoutdoorline.com, his report is called Plan C because you had a couple other plans on Wednesday. You wanted to get out and fish, but, man, we had some gale winds, or as you would refer to them, it's Gale Craft Advisories.
Gale Craft Advisories.
Yeah, exactly.
I've talked to the National Weather Service about that. We'll have a new
category
weather system this next year.
A little more in small craft, a little less in a storm warning. Yeah, somewhere right in there.
Something that works for me.
So you headed off to Lake Washington. The rivers were coming up. It was too rough to really hit Puget Sound. And you started dragging this new plug around, and this thing kind of I've got a couple salmon on it in the salt water. I really didn't, you know, haven't really thought about it for Lake Washington, but man, obviously it worked. Tell us a little bit about that Pogue plug.
Well, yeah, you know, it's something that that I picked up this last summer and then threw it in the box in the mix for coho is really what I thought. But, you know, we've drug it down for some of the blackmouth and some kings, and we've done okay on it. So it was kind of in the rotation of my tackle. And, yeah, normally we're running the little firecracker, the small red label herring out there on the lake. And that 4-inch poke plug is a pretty good match to that. So we tossed that one on and got a fish off of that too. So it's a great little fishery to get out there, test stuff. Guys still catching fish on good old fashioned pop gear, wedding rings, worms, needle fish behind the Dodger. There's a lot of ways to fish out there in the lake, but yeah, I'm kind of a fan of the bait, and that pogue plug is a great imitation of it. And it's just one of those things where you can drag it out there and you don't have to be checking it as much. The river was starting to rise, so we're starting to see little branches and leaves and junk starting to come out of the mouth of the creek there. So you definitely want to make sure if you're running bait that your gear's clean and spinning right. And so that pogue plug was a real nice addition to throw in and not have to worry about it. And it was pretty neat to see the results off of it.
You know, we're all really familiar with what the wind, or excuse me, what the rain does to our rivers as far as, you know, cranking them out of shape. You can't, people are less aware of the fact that in Lake Washington and Puget Sound, you're fishing close to a river, that incoming river flow has a tremendous influence on where you fish. And, you know, for like right now, for instance, if you're heading out on Puget Sound blackmouth fishing, watch out for a lot of deadheads, okay, because those rivers are kind of clearing themselves out. So you bring up a really good point there, Rob, when you talk about the fact that you were fishing right outside the Cedar River mouth there on Lake Washington, and you experienced that influx of river water as well. Did you notice the color of Lake Washington change at that point, or was it just kind of the drift that you saw coming out of the Cedar River that morning?
You can see a little bit of the color change. You know, usually when you're a little ways away from the mouth of the creek is actually where you can spot it better. When you're in there, it's kind of tougher to see it. But definitely kind of the dirt line from all the leaves and the debris and stuff like that is real obvious into which way the wind and kind of the current's going. And yeah, you kind of want to stay right along the uphill side, I say, of that edge of garbage, and that seems to be where most of those fish want to hang out.
Uphill, up current.
Uphill. Yeah. Well, up current. I'm with you. Hey, can you run us just real quickly through the gear that you use? I mean, the rod, reel, you know, what pound line, what pound leader, what size bait you're using, size hooks, how far behind the boat? Just a quick rundown of that whole setup.
Yeah, you know, I'm using lightweight kokanee rods with little spinning reels. I've got them packed up with 6-pound test. And when I'm doing the bait, when I'm running the herring, I run that basically straight. So I'm running a bead chain and about a 4-foot leader. And I'm having a 1-aught and a 2 hook on the back. And then I'm plugging up some of those firecracker, which is the red label, and the orange work as well too, but the red label herring. And that's kind of my basic setting. And those things, the feather stick rods I got, they're great, great little kokanee rods. Are all glass. It's like I can load them up and put them in those downriggers. So it's kind of strange seeing the spinning rod set up there in the downrigger.
I was going to pick on you a little bit, but dude, that's completely understandable for what you're doing out there. But I know you're not using the same releases off your downrigger. You're using a smaller release for this fishery than you would in the saltwater if you're towing flasher gear.
Yeah. We're using a smaller release, just barely clipping it in the end. And we're using smaller balls as well, too.
Sure.
And we're trolling out there. You know, the troll speed, ideally, you're going to want to be around 1.7 to just over 2 miles an hour. It's a slow troll for sure.
He's Rob Hyatt of HogQuest. And check out his post on our forums, theoutdoorline.com, Plan C. He had a couple different fisheries planned, but when the wind grain hit, he, you know what, you adapted, you overcome, and you filled the fish box, man. Great job.
Yeah, it was a great day out on the lake, and yeah, I saw you said something there about getting out there, Tom. It's a worthy trip, man. Put that on the 2012 calendar.
It is already there, buddy. No doubt about it. Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for posting on the forums. We appreciate seeing what you're doing, and thanks again for bombing my cell phone when I'm thinking it's too crappy to be out and you're out there whacking fish.
So. Hey, Rob, real quick, what do you think about Nelson getting on Facebook? I mean, is that a...
It's scary. I have a scary thought.
I know it is.
Talking about Facebook.
You know how he is about texting and everything. I mean, this whole Facebook thing, it could just take over his whole life.
No, sorry.
It's crazy. Glenn's just starting to get into it too, you know. So the old dogs do learn new tricks. Oh, they just learn slower.
Here we go. All right, Rob, you take care, and thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a good one.